Sundays, we
pause our going through a book of the Bible or Psalm in the Bible, Psalm 119, to focus on the cross and the resurrections, Easter. But today we come back to Psalm 119. And if you're new with us, throughout the spring, we've been going section by section through Psalm 119, which is divided out by the Hebrew alphabet. So today we are in Psalm 119, verses 105 through 112. And if you have a Bible, we want to encourage you to turn to Psalm 119, verses 105 through 112, and read from there. But if you don't have a Bible with you today, we want to encourage you to use one of the Bibles that's provided to you in the seat in front of you. And you'll find the page number on that is on page 439. So again, we're kind of picking up from where we were 3 weeks ago. Psalm 119, verses 105 through 112. Follow along as I read. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve me, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the willing praise of my mouth and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my own hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. And church, this is the word of God. You know what it's like, don't you, to go through hard times. You know what it's like to experience dark times. You either have gone through dark times, either going through dark times today, you may be going through those dark times today, or at some point we will face dark times. And if I were to give you a checklist of the dark times in life, some of you would be able to check off a number of boxes. It may be physical suffering, physical pain. It may be emotional or mental health. It may be financial struggles, a job loss, marital struggles, grief. The list goes on, and some of you are going, I'm checking off most of those boxes this morning, but you know, don't you, what it's like to experience dark times in life, difficult, dark times. Now, when we think about the dark times, we love to hear a sermon, and I love to give a sermon like this, How to Avoid the Dark Times. I love that sermon. I love giving it, and I know you enjoy hearing it. You'd much rather hear that, right? Three ways to avoid the dark times. I would love to be telling you that this morning, but that's not going to be our focus this morning. But if you can't talk about avoiding the dark times, then the second favorite sermon that everybody loves to hear is how to escape the dark times, right? In other words, if we're going to have to go experience it, at least tell me how to escape the dark times. Three ways to escape the dark times. And I wish I was here to tell you that I'm going to be preaching that sermon this morning. We're not going to talk about that either. Because sometimes when it comes to the dark times, you can't avoid them and you can't escape them. Sometimes you got to go, what? Through them. How do you go through the dark times? That's not always as much fun to talk about, is it? It's not always as much fun to preach a sermon on, and it's not always as much fun to hear, but sometimes it's not what we want to hear, but sometimes it's what we need to hear. What does it look like for you to go through the dark times in life? You know, we have our Bibles open already, so we're able to read what I just read a minute ago in Psalm 119. And in the midst of all that we read in Psalm 119, verses 105 through 112, we pick up on some themes that he, the psalmist, is going through some dark times. They're unique to him as they're unique to each one of us. But you see that he hints at it, he speaks of it directly. Like in verse 107, I have suffered much. And this isn't hyperbole. He's not talking in a grandiose terms. He's talking about actual suffering that he's gone through, the kind of suffering where he looks to be preserved. He suffered much. He says in verse 109, he says, I constantly take my life in my own hands. Right? He says in verse 110, the wicked, the evil people have set a snare for me. He knows in different ways, unique to his own life, but he knows what it's like to experience the dark times in life, just like you and just like me. Now, using some very basic logic, if you're going through dark times, or if you're in the darkness, you're struggling to do what? You're struggling to see. Now, if you're struggling to see, in the midst of the darkness, what do you need to see? You need light, right? You need light to see in the darkness. So in the midst of all that we read in these verses, he starts it off, though, with verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. He's going through the difficulties of life. He's going through suffering. He's going through anguish. He's going through people treating him poorly. He's going through some dark times. But in the midst of that, he's able to see. And he's able to see because he has a certain kind of light. It is the light that he receives from God's word. Your lamp is a light to my feet, and or lamp unto my feet, and a light for my path. He's able to see because God's word gives him the light to see, to help him what? Not avoid the dark times, as much as we would love that. Not just to escape the dark times, to walk through the dark times. And what was true for the psalmist thousands of years ago when this was written is still true for you and me. When you go through the dark times, and some of you are going through the dark times this very morning, when you go through the dark times, how do you make it through? You make it through in this way. Rely upon the light of God's word to help you see through the dark times. It is the light of God's word given to you to help you to see through. When there's no avoiding, there's no escaping, you're going to go through it. How desperately do we need the light of God's word to help us to see our way through the dark times in life? You know, as I was thinking about this a few weeks ago, and thinking about this imagery of light and sight and going through dark times, I wanted to burrow down a little bit deeper. And what do we mean by seeing? So we're saying the light of God's word helps us to see through the dark times. Now, what exactly does that look like? What exactly does that mean to have the light of God's word help us to see? And when we talk about being able to see because of the light of God's word, then we're getting into the importance of the work of the Holy Spirit in our life. That, in other words, the Bible is not just kind of a flat text of information, but that God has given to us, revealed his word to us, and we who are filled with the Holy Spirit, that's the work of God. It's the Spirit of God and the word of God coming together in our life. And so in order to see, I want to give you this morning, and this will be on the sermon application guide that is available to you after the service on the guest welcome table as you leave, that I want to give you this morning two principles. And what do we mean by seeing? To see. What do we mean by that? The first principle is this. The Holy Spirit illumines, right? We're thinking about light, illumines God's word to give you spiritual sight. When we talk about God's word, we often talk about its inspiration, its divine inspiration, the inspired word of God. But when it comes to you and me, it's not so much we need inspiration, we need illumination. We need the light of the Holy Spirit, the light of God's word, the Holy Spirit working in us to illumine God's word to help us to have spiritual sight. And that's crucial, that as we walk through the difficulties of life as Christians, as we go through life and we go through those difficulties, we need more than just some generic form of sight. We need spiritual sight. And so the Holy Spirit illumines God's word to give us spiritual sight. Let me read to you a couple of verses, three verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Again, this is not going to be on the screen, but it'll be on the sermon application guide after the service. So I want you to just listen. I'll read slowly. Listen to the language here. It says, the person without the Spirit, so the person who's never put their faith in Jesus Christ and received him by faith and is filled with the Spirit, the person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit, now again, just to kind of bring this into our language. So when someone puts their faith in Jesus Christ, we've been talking about this especially the past 2 weeks, when you come to that place of repentance for the first time, where you recognize that you're a sinner separated from God for eternity, and you put your faith not in yourself, but you repent from yourself, repent from your sin, and put your faith in Christ, believing that he died on the cross for your sins, believing that he rose from the dead. Your faith placed upon Jesus. Jesus Christ saves you and transforms you and cleanses you and the forgiveness of sins. And as part of that renewal, that transformation, you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Right? The Spirit of God now reigns and fills your life. And so he says here, the person with the Spirit makes judgment about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgment. For, quote, who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? And then he says this, but we who are filled with the Spirit by putting our faith in Christ, but we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Do you hear the language there? The Holy Spirit illumining God's word to give you spiritual sight. And when you have spiritual sight, when you try to not just look, but to see spiritually, then God's word, the illumination of God's word by the Holy Spirit in your life, will help you to have spiritual sight through whatever you're going through. It may be something like, it helps you to the spiritual sight helps you to reframe what you're going through from a different way. You've been so stuck in looking at this situation or these dark times through a certain way, but the Spirit of God comes and illumines God's word for you, and now you're able to see it in a different way. It's able to reframe it. Or maybe the Spirit of God helps you to see that while this is hard, you're learning about what it truly means to depend upon the Lord for everything in your life. There are lots of ways the Spirit of God will bring about, but there is a spiritual sight that can only come through the Holy Spirit illumining God's word. I was reading something last night, and they were talking about one of the disciples of Jesus, Simon Peter. And all the people around Peter's life, they saw him, and they looked upon him, and they said, that guy is a fisherman. That's how he makes his money. That's what he does for a living. The religious leaders there in Capernaum, all those places, they saw Peter and they said, that guy is a fisherman. But then Jesus comes along. And what kind of sight does he have? Well, he has the sight of the Holy Spirit. And he looks at Simon Peter and goes, I see a disciple. and a leader of the future church. He saw what nobody else saw, not just because he's Jesus, of course, right? But there is a spiritual sight that God gives each one of us to help us to see. It's the illumination of God's word to help us to see. So I wondered this morning, how are you looking upon your life? How are you looking upon, if you're going through the dark times right now, how are you viewing and interpreting and processing those dark times? How do you look at the circumstances of your life? What are the lens, if you will, that you look through and interpret what's going on in your life? The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, illumines God's Word to give us spiritual sight so that when we rely upon God's Word, it'll help us to see, to help us get through the hard times. So we have illumination, and the second principle this morning is the Holy Spirit applies God's word to your life so that you can keep going. And again, we talked about this last week in the Easter sermon. We talked about the nature of grief and how hard that is if you've been through tragedy. But again, that was one particular circumstance, but when you go through the dark times, you know how hard it is to see, metaphorically speaking, how hard it is to make it through certain days. But the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, not only illumines God's word, but it applies it. It helps us not just to have knowledge to understand, but also knowledge to see and to be able to apply the truth of our life. And it's why we spend time in God's Word. And God's Word will come to us in the midst of our difficult circumstances, in the midst of our dark times, in profound ways at times, will help us to apply His Word. And you might have read that verse 100 times, but it comes at just the right moment, at just the right time that passage intersects your life in the midst of the darkness, and it's applied to your life. God applies that to your life for the first time so that you can keep going. Do you notice that the light that is given is a light for the next step in front of you? It doesn't say your word is a light so that I can see 10 years from now exactly how everything's going to turn out. That's not how it works, does it? No. The lamp, the light of God's word is a light unto my path. It is a light for my feet. It's about that one foot in front of the other. In the midst of the dark times, the light to keep going. And when you go through dark times, you know how hard it is just to keep going. Rely upon God's word, right? Rely upon the light of God's word to help you to see, to help you make it through the dark times. Let me leave you this morning with 3 encouragements. First thing, I talked about this just a second ago. In order to see, first and foremost, we have to go from blindness to sight. And so one of the ways in Jesus' public ministry that he brings about his work upon people's lives is that there are times when he will take someone who is blind physically and he will heal them and give them sight. And they are literally healed, but they also are able to see now spiritually. In fact, there's that famous story of Jesus and the blind man, and the blind man is, or the now the formerly blind man is now brought before the religious leaders. And you remember what he said about Jesus? He said, I once was blind, but now I see. And so when we talk about blindness, we talk about sight, the first and foremost it's important to see is that we need to go from blindness to sight, and that only comes through the work of Jesus Christ and what he accomplished for you and for me on the cross and the resurrection. The testimony we gave proclamation to the past 2 weeks, that apart from Christ Jesus, apart from his grace, we are stuck forever in blindness. But when the Spirit of God gets a hold of us and convicts us and helps us to see our need for Jesus, to see our need for the forgiveness of sins, to see our need for reconciliation to God. When we put our faith in Christ and what he accomplished for us, what he did applied to our life through salvation, we go from blindness to sight. We are filled with the Holy Spirit and we're a new creation. So that's first and foremost. If you're blind, I'm speaking spiritually this morning. If you're blind, Jesus has come to give you sight through the salvation he offers to you through the cross and the resurrection. So for you this morning, the call may be on your life is for the first time that you might be able to see by putting your faith in Jesus Christ. That's the first encouragement. The second encouragement is this. Build those rhythms, those habits of spending time in God's Word. We say this almost every week as we've been going through Psalm 119. Psalm 119 is an intense focus upon the importance of the Word of God in our life. And so again, you've got to find what works best for your schedule and how your time works. But if you're a Christian, you've got to get into God's Word. You've got to find a way to spend time in God's Word, not just when the dark times come. And if you're going through the dark times right now and you haven't spent time on the Bible, today's as good a day as any to start. So I don't want you to hear me to say, shame on you if you haven't been doing it. No, today's a great day. Today's a great day to begin to build the rhythms of God's Word getting into your heart and your life. Over and over, day after day, God's going to be forming your mind, forming your heart, forming your affections, forming your life in such ways that you're going to grow closer to him. This is how God matures you and grows you in his ways. And so we're spending time in God's Word. And when those dark times come, as they inevitably do in different ways, those habits and those rhythms are already there so that God's Word is feeding our souls and nurturing our minds. So the second thing I want to do this morning in terms of encouragement for you, that if you're called as a Christian to rely upon God's Word, rely upon the light of God's Word to help you to see through the dark times, begin to build, if you're not doing it already, find what works for you and build those rhythms of getting into God's Word. You're not going to grow without it. You're not going to grow in experiencing God and knowing him and all the things we talked about today unless you're spending time in God's Word. And the third encouragement is when you do open the Bible, right, when you finally, if you open the Bible and you're going to spend time in it, don't just come into it in a kind of blasé way. Like actually prepare your heart, posture your heart, if you will, in terms of being receptive, humble, submissive, dependent upon God, so that when you're coming to God's Word, you're already preparing your heart, your mind, your soul to what it is that God might speak to you through your Word. And so I'll give you a little prayer. It'll be on the sermon application guide. Again, that's available to you after the service. But as you read God's Word, as you open God's Word, pray something like this. Holy Spirit, help me to see what you're wanting me to know and how this applies to my life. Just a simple one-sentence prayer can posture your life, your heart, your mind to being receptive, right? Dependent upon what God might have to say to you. When it comes to the dark times in our life, I really enjoy preaching about how to avoid them. I really enjoy preaching about how to escape them. It's not always as much fun to talk about going through them. But that's the real world, isn't it? And that's where we will find ourselves in life. Not avoiding, not being able to escape, but going through the hard times. How do you do it? Rely upon the light of God's Word to help you to see through the dark times. Will you pray with me? Holy Spirit, we bring our lives to you today. And Lord, I bring in before you the people who are here who've never put their faith in you, Christ Jesus. And I pray by your power and your work, you bring conviction into their life and bring them to that place in life where they see that they can't trust in themselves, where they realize that they are a sinner in need of intercession and grace and mediation through you, Christ, where they see for the first time Christ Jesus, what you did for them on the cross and your resurrection. And Holy Spirit, I pray as you bring conviction upon those who are blind, I pray you also bring your enabling presence into their life in such ways that for the first time in their life, they repent, that they turn from themselves, they turn from their sin, and they put their faith in you, Christ, and that you would be glorified in seeing someone who was once blind now being able to see. Holy Spirit, I pray for each one of us who are filled with you, who've put our faith in you, Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, for illumination of your word. I pray for application of your word to help us to see, especially when we go through the dark times in life. Holy Spirit, we need you. Holy Spirit, we're dependent upon you. Holy Spirit, glorify the Son through your work in our life. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.